mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, here we are now, already on the 14th day of September 2004. We're several days past the horrible anniversary of September 11th. We're accelerating into the November election, the skull and bones coronation. Either way you look at it, if Kerry wins, that means that three of the last four presidents will be skull and bones. Isn't that interesting? And if Bush wins, well, you know the story. It doesn't matter. Either way, they win. And by the way, that was an amazing BBC report that was done last week with some new audio recordings and some new material on Skull and Bones. And I have to say, it is an incredibly fair report. In fact, it even leans towards our side of the worldview, the accurate worldview. So in the third hour, I'm going to air some large portions of this special report they did, because it's so important, and we'll analyze their report here as, I guess, the critics, as you could say. But I'm not really a critic. If this was, what do they say, two thumbs up. And that, by the way, a link to the BBC is posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com over to that. Let's plunge into the news, though. We're going to have Stanley Hilton back on today because he had to get into court last Friday, and it's such a big news story. We're going to talk about it some more, and we're going to give you a chance to talk to Stanley Hilton. Bob Dole's former chief of staff, the lawyer suing the Bush administration for $7 billion for involvement in 9/11, not for prior knowledge. And so he'll be joining us in the second hour. Hurricane Ivan bombarded western Cuba with the full fury of a Category 5 killer storm is the headline out of the Miami Herald. We'll also get into this Reuters report. Hurricane Ivan triggers U.S. Gulf evacuations from the panhandle of Florida all the way over to New Orleans, Louisiana. And about once a year, I take office for a few days and go down to the Texas beach, you know, such luxury. And I'm planning to go down there this weekend. So, of course, last time I planned a vacation ahead, a hurricane was in the Gulf of Mexico then. But, hey, that's kind of cool, because I don't like it when there's too much sun. I get enough sun as it is, being out and about doing stuff. But just very interesting. We'll get into that. Oh. And before the New York Times says that I think the government's sending hurricanes at me, I'm just saying it's Murphy's Law. It was a joke. It was a joke. I wasn't being serious. One time I joked to a reporter when I was in Northern California. I said, man, this place is spooky and scary. No wonder they have the Bohemian Grove up here. It's like Count Dracula lives in this area. And then there was a major best-selling book written where Alex Jones believed vampires are running around in Northern California. So I've always got to be very, very careful about that. U.S.-Iran headed for possible showdown on nuclear issue. Powell, concerned by Putin's political changes, went back to the old Soviet model, and Powell, unlikely weapons of mass destruction stocks will be found in Iraq. Remember, he plays the part of the good cop, the pro-UN guy within the administration. He's intimately involved in all of it. Bush's new mental health screening plan evokes memories of Clockwork Orange, Little Alex, and U.S. assault gun ban ends. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! We'll go over that and so much more. I haven't even gotten to the big news stories yet. Please stay with us. We will plunge into it all after these short but very important messages. PrisonPlanet.tv is the site to check out.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hurricane Ivan hits Cuba. Hurricane Ivan bombarded western Cuba with the full fury of a Category 5 killer storm. It damaged hundreds of homes with crushing wind, crashing 5-meter waves into the isle, and swamping at least 2 towns. The situation is bad, very, very bad, said a woman huddled in her home in Pinar del Rio province. We've been told it's going to get a lot worse. The hurricane seemed to mushroom its size even as it maintained its deadly power. It was so vast that its clouds simultaneously covered Cuba, the Florida Keys, the entire Florida Peninsula, and parts of the Bahamas, Mexico, Belize, and Honduras. And it was headed towards Florida, towards several of our affiliates there in Pensacola and other areas of Alabama and Florida. A hurricane watch was posted on the entire Florida panhandle as far west as Louisiana, including New Orleans. Ivan has killed at least 68 people. Gulf Coast residents from western Florida's panhandle all the way to the bayous of Louisiana spent the day boarding up their houses, trying to protect their belongings, tying up their boats, and making plans to evacuate. I'm getting the hell out of here. This thing's too big, charter boat Captain Jerry Weber said. It doesn't matter where it comes ashore, not at this size. In Escamiba, County, which includes Pensacola. The evacuation, other order affects 130,000 homes. Military bases in the region flew out some 275 aircraft, and oil and natural gas companies began evacuating hundreds of workers from offshore rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. In New Orleans, a city largely below sea level, extremely vulnerable to hurricanes, Mayor Ray Nagin urged anyone who could leave to get out as soon as possible, the city and its environs and homes to about a million people. After arousing hopes that its fierce inner core would bypass Cuba, Ivan veered closer, striking the island's western tip and rocking it with wind and rain. Still, it appeared that the nation at large was granted a reprieve and would not be savaged. And it says, westernmost Cuba is sparsely populated, and Havana and areas east of it were not expected to feel hurricane-force winds. Cuban dictator, they say President Fidel Castro, praised Ivan's attitude, courageous attitude. Yes, that's psychopathic, folks. Cuban President Fidel Castro praised Ivan's courageous attitude. I had to make sure I was reading that, saying Cuba would avoid damage and expenses that otherwise would have been incurred. What does that mean? That guy's insane. At the same time, though, a wide region between Havana and the western tip of Cuba remained in danger. Mr. Castro reiterated his refusal to accept aid from the United States and other countries with sanctions against Cuba. We will not accept assistance from anyone who has adopted anti-Cuban measures, he said, saying aid offers from such countries were hypocritical. A 6-mile storm surge, a wall of water that precedes the Hurricane Eye, reportedly covered the fishing towns of La Comome and Cortez in the province of Pinar del Rio. There were unconfirmed reports that Ivan earlier caused at least 2 deaths in the Cayman Islands, which avoided a direct hit. So this baby isn't just coming in from the east across Florida into the west. Now it's coming up into the Gulf. And yeah, that thing veers and hits New Orleans head on. You're going to have unbelievable flooding because the city has been sinking for the last 100 years. The city was built up on silt. Now the silt is dammed up and is unable to redistribute itself, so it flows out to sea where new islands are forming instead of there at the city. And so it could be very serious for people in New Orleans. I don't have to tell them that. I've been in New Orleans when it's flooding, and it's not fun. And then meanwhile, again, Hurricane Ivan triggers U.S. Gulf evacuations. We already went over that, but we have those articles posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com if you want to go read them and look at them. Coming up later, U.S.-Iran headed for possible showdown on nuclear issue. That's from Voice of America. Powell concerned by Putin's political changes. Also, Powell unlikely weapons of mass destruction stockpiles will be found in Iraq. Again, that probably means they will find some because the guy plays the part of the good cop, the pro-UN arm of the New World Order. Bush's new mental screening plan evokes memories of Clockwork Orange. U.S. assault weapons ban ends. It ended yesterday. And now they pledge that the next Congress are going to try to pass it. And Bush still says he'll sign it if it hits his desk. And Kerry obviously is for it. So what do you do? Neuromarketers study the future of manipulation. This is out of The Age, a big newspaper in Australia. More and more, when they test marketing on people, it's with brain scanners, same stuff they're putting into the airports and now even on street corners. Bush team knew of abuse at Guantanamo Bay, London Guardian, and sanctioned it. Canadian journalist, this is important, Canadian journalist kidnapped by Al-Qaeda, they say Al-Qaeda. Again, Canadian journalist kidnapped by Al-Qaeda group after being handed over by Iraqi police. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It says, comment from us, more evidence that these hostage takers are largely CIA Arabs, or CIA Arabs. Paul Watson's little term he coined. Halifax, Canadian military writer and publisher Scott Taylor is safe from being held captive for 5 days in Iraq. Taylor, who was abducted last Tuesday night in the town of Talafar by an unknown group of men, was released early Saturday, and it says he told CBC News he and a Turkish journalist were taken by police and told to get into a car with some masked men. He said he was turned over to a group linked to Al-Qaeda. And it goes on, folks. You look at the case of Nick Berg. You look at the other cases. It's CIA. I mean, the FBI's holding somebody. They release him into LCIA hands, and they get their head cut off. It's obviously Abu Ghraib, where the guy admittedly worked. I don't know what Berg did to make somebody mad. Maybe he was working for another intelligence agency, and they said, well, we'll just punish this guy by cutting his head off and use that for propaganda and kill two birds with one stone. But we'll go over that in detail. Really serious news article here. This is out of Local 6 out of Florida. Florida deputy makes first arrest with facial recognition system. Remember, they put these in all over the country, but they kept arresting innocent people because the systems were failing. And so they made the argument of, hey, are face scanners good, a violation of privacy? No, it was, oh, do they work? Well, now they work real good, and this lady lied about her identity, but the face scanner caught her, if you even believe that. And they're in the police cars. We'll get into that. Also, Justice Department probes mistake in Mayfield case. Innocent person they grabbed and accused of being a terrorist. And a big article here, no Patriot Act victims tell it to Summer Star, and it gets into innocent people all over the country being arrested for no reason. Oprah Winfrey pulling a stunt gives cars away to her entire studio audience, 200-plus people. And why am I going to cover this? Because it's an excellent example of a particular type of psychological manipulation I want to talk about. Also, Florida okays Nader's name on election ballot, even though he didn't make it on the ballot, even though there was a court order against him. Jeb has put Ralph Nader, whose new book is published by News Corp, Fox News, the guy whose former campaign boss was Skull and Bones partnering with Bush, and the guy who just Skull and Bones on every side here, Jeb has moved to have him put on the ballot, pretty obvious. Also, gay students are offered special college scholarships. Now, statistically, gays end up having higher standard of living, more money, more education, more opportunities already. But, oh no, they're going to get even more. So if you're an illegal alien or some other group, you get more than just citizens get. And now this new thing here out of the Associated Press. I mean, when is it going to end, folks? Sexualizing the elementary schools, the junior highs, the high schools, the colleges. I mean, if it's not a new Homeland Security course, it's a course in sadomasochism. I mean, it's just the schools have just turned into a joke. They're not about learning. They're about your subgroup you're in, all the balkanization. That's some of what's coming up. But right now, I want to air a few minutes of this, and in the third hour, I'm going to air most of this and analyze it. I think it was the best report I've ever heard out of mainstream media on Skull and Bones. Here's the intro to it. They get into how it's the Illuminati and satanic and how that's admitted historically, but here's the intro to it. We'll air more of this later, so go ahead and hit that.
Skull and Bones has been called the most powerful and elite club in the world. Two of the last three American presidents have been members, and it doesn't matter who wins this year's American election, as we already know, it'll be a Skull and Bones White House. Both George Bush and John Kerry are Bonesmen. Never heard of it? Well, Skull and Bones like to keep it that way. After new members go through an occult initiation ceremony, they swear to a strict code of secrecy that forbids them from ever speaking about what goes on inside the club. Like to join? Well, you have to be invited. And the only people each year who receive the invitation are 15 students from America's most aristocratic university, Yale. In this program, we'll be exploring this strange society and trying to answer the key question. How does one tiny club provide both presidential candidates? Is it coincidence, conspiracy, or something else altogether?
Say John Kerry wins this presidential election, that will mean that three of the last four American presidents come from this one small secret society.
There are nearly 10 members of...
All right, folks, and again, we got Stanley Hilton coming back on. We're live. It's Tuesday, the 14th day of September 2004. Hilton's on the next hour to take your calls. And then in the third hour, I'm gonna air parts of this and analyze it. Cover some other news and take your calls. So big broadcast lined up for you today. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, before I did this broadcast today, I was thinking to myself, the New York Times comes out and says the Bilderberg Group called Kerry up and said, we want this to be your VP. 5 years ago, the news said the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. You were insane if you said it did. Almost every American knows what Skull and Bones is now.
5 years ago, I remember being attacked viciously on national radio, local radio. Alex is insane. He says the Bushes and others are members of a secret satanic group at Yale. Ha, ha, ha. And now it's just all out in the open. Now it's almost passé. Oh, so what the so-called Christian conservatives say. So Bush was part of a fraternity. Oh, fraternities all do weird stuff. Oh, yeah, 15 members a year, 800 living members, administrations all made up of skull and bones members, even when the president isn't skull and bones. They admittedly call it the tomb, and it's really called the Order of Death, and they worship Satan, and but it's just for fun. It's no big deal. I mean, you know. Well, then, if your preacher started worshiping the devil, getting on his knees worshiping Lucifer, would you think that was bad? Probably not. And then a lot of so-called liberals you talk to go, oh, so what if they're doing satanic stuff at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove? I mean, we're worried about their policies. We're not worried about the rituals they're doing. And then we went out to Bohemian Grove a few years ago after we snuck in and got all this footage. In fact, I got to put that in a film sometime. It's been on local TV. All this footage of open Satanism. You had the protesters outside the gate doing their rituals, calling in the spirits to do battle with the evil right-wingers inside. So here were all the leftists who had been criticizing us for getting into the occult, and we show up there on the one-year anniversary of when I snuck in, and there they are worshiping the different spirits, calling them in to do battle with Bush. So we're in serious trouble, folks. This stuff is going on all over the place, all around us. So what do you think about this transformation from none of this exists to, yeah, it exists, and what's your problem? What's the big deal? Why aren't you supporting President Bush? He's a good Christian conservative. But before I get into all of that, let's cover this news item. Perhaps you want to comment on it. Again, Canadian journalist kidnapped by Al-Qaeda group after being handed over by Iraqi police. And again, whenever the news says Al-Qaeda, I say Al-Qaeda, because it's admittedly founded by our government. And Paul Watson calls them CIA Arabs, or CIA Arabs. Halifax, Canadian military writer and publisher Scott Taylor is safe after being held captive for 5 days in Iraq. Taylor, who was abducted last Tuesday night in the town of Talifar by an unknown group of men, was released early Saturday. He told CBC, or the National Canadian Television and Radio News, that he and a Turkish journalist were taken by police and told to get into a car with some masked men. He said he was turned over to a group linked to Al-Qaeda. The newspaper columnist and publisher of the military magazine, Esprit de Corps, said he was tortured and beaten and also told, I was going to die, they were going to behead me on Friday. Taylor told the National Post that his captors apparently thought he was an Israeli spy, but then he was able to convince them he was a Canadian journalist. He said he can barely walk because of the beatings he endured. His disappearance wasn't known until the Turkish journalist emailed Taylor's office to let them know the journalist had been released and Taylor was still in captivity. Eventually, his captors took him to a spot on the highway, flagged down a taxi, took off his blindfold, and put him in the cab. Taylor said he was taken to the Iraq-Turkey border, where Canadian embassy officials from Turkey met him. It is not known why Taylor, a frequent visitor to Iraq, was abducted. Kimberly Phillips, a spokesperson for Canadian Department of Foreign Affairs, confirmed the government is aware of the incident. What I can tell you is that we're aware of the situation, and while details of this detention are sketchy, Canadian officials both in the region and Ottawa are continuing to make an effort to assist Mr. Taylor, she said. You can email your comment under this. We'll post it on prisonplanet.com. Look, we have seen multiple other cases this year. The most famous, obviously, Nick Berg. Nick Berg has this classic intelligence agency background. He, top of his class, quits and leaves school, goes around the world, works at Abu Ghraib, has a company over there, connected to Arab groups that work for the State Department. Then he's working at Abu Ghraib. He gets grabbed by the FBI, admittedly, gets released into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and they supposedly cut his head off. I think the guy's basking in the Maui sun right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Even if it's painful, even if you don't want to believe it, even if it hurts your feelings, it doesn't go away. Children deny reality, and a lot of adults are in denial. It's time to stop being like little children. We're adults. We have responsibilities. Coming up, we'll go to Robert and Richard and Roy and Dan and Paul and many others, and we'll get in more into, obviously, the Nick Berg situation being a fraud, and now that dovetailing with Canadian journalists kidnapped by Al-Qaeda group after being handed over by Iraq police. This happens again and again. The FBI, our troops, Iraqi police keep handing people over to these waiting cars in every case where we get to find out how they were handed over. In some of the cases we don't know, but in every case where we do know, it was the government. And again, who stands to gain from this? You get a former of the Shaw torture experts, or former Republican guard trained by the CIA, now working for the globalists, and they'll go out and cut somebody's head off in a minute, folks. And they'll use it as an excuse to crack down and have a police state. So that's coming up, and a lot more. Some good news here. This is a local issue, but a national issue for the First Amendment. You know that there's been an attempt to restrict free speech on the Access TV channels here in Austin, the birthplace of Access Television. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you have come to a whole bunch of meetings. I want to thank you and commend you. They have now withdrawn from the table. their plan to restrict free speech and take over those channels. For now, there's evidence they're going to try to spring it in the new year, but at least we've had them publicly admit in the Telecommunications Board meeting last night that they're backing off that for now. They claim forever. We have documents that show that's not the case. So, good job. It was a long, hard fight, and we've got a lot of points ahead of them now on the scoreboard. The game is not over, but good job. Another victory because you got involved. Awesome. So we've won a major battle. The war is, frankly, never over. You know that now. Evil never goes away. It's just got to be fought and fought and fought and fought and fought and put, back into a box, not running rampant. Let's, for a few minutes here, I'm honored to have her, Debbie Morrow, then we'll go to calls. Debbie from New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America water purification system that I use, my family uses, that I've bought as gifts for friends and family. The Berkey Light, folks, made right here in America with the new super high power Black Berkey elements. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet, Debbie. In a nutshell, tell folks about the Berkey Light system and why people should get it.
Well, the Berkey water filter systems are the ultimate water filtration, and they're perfect for personal protection, against the everyday poisons that we're being exposed to as we just drink water that's supposed to be healthy and clean for us. Our tap water is one of the first places that we can start to protect our family by getting rid of the chlorine and the fluoride and the MTBE and the trimethanes and the things that, are not good for your body. And so we at Berkey here at New Millennium have the gravity water filter system that's economical, convenient, and you can take it everywhere with you. So, should you need to leave for some reason, you will have a vital life-sustaining water filter system that you can take on the go in the case of emergency.
Well, Debbie, let me boil this down, pun intended. When you've been drinking filtered water for a long time, when you drink bottled water, you taste for the impurities, and all the government's own and state's test documented that bottled water in some cases is even worse than tap water. It's just tap water that's been filtered through a taste filter and then set in a bottle for 5 months, 6 months, some cases 2 years. There have been deaths caused by bad bottled water in New York and other areas. There have been big water recalls from contamination in these factories. Don't trust water to anybody but yourself. And just after you've been drinking good purified water, try drinking the tap water. Austin, Texas is known for good water, but it tastes horrible when I drink it compared to my Berkey water. I also have a reverse osmosis machine we use for cooking. But with both those systems, you don't taste anything but the water. It's the same thing. When I go to other cities, it's even worse. I mean, the water in New York City tasted like turpentine. Houston's even worse than what New York water tastes like. Dallas water's horrible. Growing up in Dallas, why anybody would trust the government and let your children drink this, I have no idea. It's time to stop procrastinating and to call and get a Berkey Light today. Debbie, tell them about the different specials and different packages.
We have the Berkey Light without the light for $199, and with that you get one free gift, either potassium iodate, the Berkey filtered sport bottle, the movie Sheltering in Place, or the CD-ROM Prudent Places as a free gift. Or you can get the Berkey Light with the lights for $259, and you can have two of those items as a free gift. We're also offering a special for people who would like to have their systems overnighted to them, that we will just charge the normal $18 shipping, and we'll send the Berkey Light or British Brookfield Berkey, whichever one they want.
And the overnight, depending on where you ship it, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, costs between $56 and $62. So we're looking on average on a $40 discount on the shipping. If the order gets in today, they'll ship it out to you overnight. Give Debbie at New Millennium a call right now. Get it before Ivan hits you. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. or BerkeyWater.com. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special in the comment box and what free gifts you want. Now, does that overnight special also include the free gift?
Actually, it doesn't.
So you can give a $65 discount.
Right, but they will get a, if they do want Berkey Sport bottles with it, you know, just I'll discuss it with them and, you know, we'll get a good price for them. So we're always there to help people.
All right, so that's 888-803-4438. Give Debbie a call right now. The phone's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll get right back with you. Give her a call. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye-bye. You bet. You're great. All right, let me finish up about Nick Berg and now this other reporter, this other individual over there, this other civilian, as they say. Then we'll go to these loaded phone lines. Okay, so Nick Berg, top of his class in an Ivy League university, classic intelligence recruiting ground, he, quote, drops out a few years ago to help people in the third world. But right after he drops out, he pops up with two hijackers, not one now, but two hijackers, supposed hijackers of 9/11, with them having his computer codes and using his laptop and using his codes and identities. And he's on buses with them at airports in Oklahoma. And then he pops up in Africa in terrorist areas, and he pops up in Iraq, and he pops up in Israel, and he pops up. And then the last person he's with is this Iraqi who openly works for the State Department in this admitted CIA Iraqi group that's involved in these pro-war rallies that Clear Channel and others put on. He owns a company called Babylon Towers that puts in communication systems at Abu Ghraib. He disappears from working in Abu Ghraib, admittedly, for 13 days into the hands of the FBI, which admits they had him. They release him, and within hours, he is in the hands of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, the CIA Arabs. And then suddenly we see this footage of him having his head cut off. There's not blood spraying. The body doesn't twitch and fight. Top forensic scientists, heads of university in England, Canada, Australia, U.S., look at it and say it's obviously fake. Film experts look at it and say it's been blurred on purpose. The audio is superimposed over, isn't cut correctly. It's uploaded from U.S. sites with CIA connections, on and on and on. It's the same paint, the same white chairs that are at Abu Ghraib. It's chubby guys supposedly cutting his head off who have both their legs. The so-called Al-Qaeda chief is missing a leg. These guys have their legs. All of this. And there's been other cases where the police grab journalists or contractors and hand them over to these guys to have their heads cut off or to be beaten up. And now Canadian journalists kidnapped by Al-Qaeda group after being handed over by Iraqi police. CBC, Canadian military writer and publisher Scott Taylor to save it for being held captive for 5 days in Iraq. Taylor, who was abducted last Tuesday night in the town of Tal Afar by an unknown group of men, was released early Saturday. He told CBC News he and a Turkish journalist were taken by police and told to get into a car with some masked men. He said he was turned over to a group linked to Al-Qaeda. Then he was severely beaten, and it goes on, and then released after being threatened to have his head cut off. So what's really going on there? Again, I mean, just the same thing with the school shooting, the mass shootings in Russia. I mean, you've got the special forces going in. There's an explosion, machine gunning of masses of people. A bunch of people purposely are allowed to escape. Then it turns out the police let them in. It's admitted. I mean, it's just right there in your face, and it's incredible. Let's go to the calls. Robert in Colorado, good for holding. Thank you. Welcome.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for excuse me. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I watched a really fascinating documentary yesterday afternoon on HBO. I forget the name of it, but it was done by Rory Kennedy, one of the Kennedy people, young lady. And it was about Indian Point, which, as you know, is a nuclear plant just outside of New York City. And she interviewed several people. One of the people she interviewed was the director of the NRC. The point of the documentary was, is Indian Point an easy target for terrorists, or is it not? The NRC people were saying that it's very well protected, lots of guards out there, great training, et cetera, et cetera. Then there was a former guard used to work there and shot all that down, said it's poorly protected, as are most of our nuclear sites, morale is very low, et cetera, et cetera. The government's just blowing smoke.
I guess my question is, given the juxtaposition to the metropolitan New York City area, why wouldn't that have been a better target than the buildings? Because had that been hit, it obviously would have caused a lot more casualty, loss of life, and just would have really caused all kinds of problems. Economic would have thrown New York City financial area into all kinds of chaos. It really would have been, I would have thought, a much better target. Can you speak to that relative to what did happen on 911?
Well, I mean, obviously, the things that were hit, the Pentagon was hit where construction was going on. Then you have the towers being hit, which were in bad repair and had structural problems and were full of asbestos, and no one was basically, they were less than half filled, and buildings right next to it that weren't owned by Silverstein didn't even catch fire or were damaged. Some were lightly damaged. Buildings way across the street outside the complex general area that were owned by Silverstein magically caught fire and collapsed in the afternoon. And so, I mean, it's, we have Larry Silverstein saying they blew up Building 7. I mean, it's not even debatable. I was just there a few weeks ago and talked to locals who, yeah, my son's a Navy SEAL. He called and said, don't go to work that day. So I did and I lived. You know, these are the type of reports we got. But it's pretty obvious. They wanted just to get rid of some buildings, some real estate that had problems. These were specifically selected targets.
I see.
It wasn't Al-Qaeda targeting us, sir.
Exactly. On a completely different subject, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was pretty much been proved, orchestrated the murder of John F. Kennedy so he could then ascend to the presidency and take over.
According to his mistress and his lawyer, yes.
Yes, it's pretty true. Also, the special on the History Channel, Men Who Killed Kennedy. Several books have been written on and on. So, common sense should tell you, he was on at the head, led the pack to have that done.
Well, we're the kooks. 92% of Americans believe that in major polls, but again, the 8% is right, we're wrong.
Exactly. Then, a year later, he basically shepherds through Congress the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which gave, as you know, the right to vote to black people, equal housing, et cetera, et cetera. I guess my question is, why would he orchestrate a murder and then turn right around and do something that on the surface seems to be pretty humanitarian? Was there a...
Well, if you look what they did to inner-city blacks, and thanks for the call. I got to get through all these calls that have been holding before we get to this next guest, but these are all good points. Going back to the nuclear reactor first. Most people don't know that there are reactors all over the country that the public doesn't even know about. Out of the J.J. Pickle facility at UT in North Austin, there's a good-sized nuclear reactor. I'm told there's another smaller one in downtown. You tell the average person this, they laugh at you and roll their eyes. So, and those things are not guarded. They should be guarded. The security's a joke, okay? But don't worry. They're going to have lots of checkpoints out on the highway searching you and your family. But the border's wide open. On the case with the civil rights movement, black people were demanding their freedoms. They were burning cities. The establishment had to move. And so what they did is they came in with a great society that actually took black illegitimacy from 30% up to 85 to 90% today. That took the population of prison was only about 10% blacks. Now it's about 60% blacks today. In some states it's half, in some states it's even more, but the national average last time I saw it was 60%. So if you, it's like taking the Indians and putting them on reservations. If you think, I'm not defending segregation or any of that, but blacks walked around wearing suits on average, were all starting to go to college, own their own businesses, were making lots of money, had their own communities, and integration frankly destroyed their communities by design. You know, the government's going to help you. It didn't help them. Okay, so problem, reaction, solution. It wasn't a real solution. It was, here, we'll pay your women not to have men in the house. Here, we'll pay you to live in government housing. Here, we're going to give you some help. Okay, so they knew exactly what they were doing. And now it's happening to the Hispanics, whites, it doesn't matter. Only group that seems to be almost immune is Asians, because their family unit is so strong. Are you spending time with your family? Because a man that does not spend time with his family is not a man. That's what the Godfather had to say. It's the I Ching of movies. Every life experience you can imagine is in that movie. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting off into film buff stuff. it's just amazing, sir. Let's talk to Richard in Richard, where are you calling us from?
Colorado.
Another Colorado caller. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I recently changed my opinions due to you last April. Two subjects. Have you seen the new JFK assassination movie available at jfkii.com?
Mm.
It ties Prescott Bush, Bush Sr., CIA. It's very damning.
Well, send me an email. I want to get those guys on. Send me a copy.
JFKII.com. The guy says distributes it to everybody.
Good.
Yeah. So put it on your website. The other question I have is, what do you think about the various HARP technology that various nations have and the hurricane that is happening now in Florida?
You know, I can't prove that, so I don't get into it.
Okay.
I mean, did Secretary of Defense Cohen say they can create hurricanes? Yes. Can they take an exist? I know this. They can take, this is admitted, an existing storm and radically intensify it.
Do you think this might be a little revenge from Putin for mid-level U.S. guys working with the Chechens?
I don't, you know, again, I don't speculate a lot.
Okay, understand.
Richard, but I mean, what do you think? I mean, is weather modification real? Did the Navy create massive flooding 3 years ago in Central Texas, killing a bunch of people? Do they have to admit it? Yes. I don't know what this is. Do hurricanes normally hit? Yeah, they do. Anything else, Richard?
That's it.
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of mindlessness, of denial, but death cometh very quickly, my friends. You never know when you're going to be struck by it. A car wreck, cancer, a heart attack. You never know, my friends. And so why don't you get out of your fear and live in the now, but at the same time think about your children's and your grandchildren's future and the progeny to come. Because everything of worth, of substance, was built on thinking about the big picture and the future and the stream of life and civilization. Whether it's good or evil, the globalists are long-term thinkers. That's why they dominate us. And so, yeah, you can live in the now, but you need to also think about the future and your responsibility. Before we go to Roy and Dave and Paul and others, and there's some confusion because of time zones. Either Hilton's on next hour or the next hour. If he isn't on the next hour, we'll air part of the Skull and Bones piece from BBC, and we'll probably be on in the third hour. I'm not sure. My producer was a little confused on that, or I was confused as usual on that. Before we go back to your calls, we will plug my videos. Yes, I have made 11 videos now. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 1, 2, and 3, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My new film is American Dictators. Now, my other films are 2 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 44 minutes. So they're $25.95. Order three or more of any of my first 10 films. They drop down to $20 a piece. They really are multiple films in one. Each video you get, jam-packed. This film's only 90 minutes, so it's $19.95. American Dictators. Get it. Make copies. Get it out to folks. It's documenting the staged election in 2004. How the candidates are Skull and Bones and Cousins, Bohemian Grove. We get into the police state and the New World Order, the latest developments, 9/11. We expose Ralph Nader. It is a must-see film, American Dictators, 1995. We also carry, for 1995, George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, 1995, 2 hours long. Great 9/11 film, and it also comes with a free 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11 The Great Illusion booklet. Get a second copy for only $14.95 with three color booklets. So for $34.95, you get two of the videos or DVDs, two of them, and three color booklets for $34.95. A couple booklets to give away and another copy to give away and a copy for yourself. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Please get the films. Please get them out to everybody. All right, we'll start the second hour, and we'll see if it's Hilton in the next hour or the third hour, and then we'll get through these calls and a bunch of other important news on the police state and the rest of it. Then we'll air this Skull and Bones piece and analyze it. Some new audio of the rituals, and then we will get Mr. Hilton on, who we had on last week, Bob Doles, former chief of staff, who went to school with the PNAC boys, many of the PNAC boys at Chicago University decades and decades ago, and he's alleging with evidence and documents and dossiers and depositions that the globalists carried out 9/11, and he'll be joining us to take your calls and go over more information. By the way, thanks to a listener, the transcript of last Friday's interview is on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now, as well as that interview in audio. So great job to everybody on that front. All right, we'll be back with the second hour. Your calls, a ton of news, after this quick commercial pause in the action. Hello, folks.